Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
I formed you. I filled you. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. God's saying, before I made your box, I knew your content. Formed you. I filled you. Now you're going to function. You can't function because I formed you. You can only function when I fill you. He formed Adam from the dust of the earth, but he couldn't function because he was formed. He only functioned when he was filled. He formed him, then he filled him. When he filled him, Adam began to reign.
Hey everyone, my name is Pastor Ontario Green and welcome to The Potter's Touch. We are the body of Christ and that means that each of us have a specific function. Today, Bishop Jakes will talk to us about how God forms us, fills us with His Spirit, and then sends us into the world to function. Take a look at this message.
The first thing that we see God doing in the earth, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep. The first thing that we see God doing as He begins His creative process is forming man. The unique thing that He did about man, God, everything else God spoke to, let there be light, and there was light. Seems like God should have a deep voice. I don't know whether He does or not.
He might have said, let there be light.
And the ground trembled, but it just seems like He ought to have a big old, let there be light, you know.
He might be up there having talking like that, let there be light, y'all.
But in my mind, I just, you know, since the Bible doesn't let us hear His voice, I just give Him the voice I want to, let there be light. And there was light, and it was good. And then God separated the firmaments that were above the waters from the firmaments that were beneath the waters. And God said, it was good. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And the evening and the morning was the second day. And the evening and the morning was the third day. And the evening and the morning was the fourth day. On the fourth day, He created the lesser lights and the greater lights. And the lesser lights to rule the night and the greater light to rule the day. And then on the fifth day, He spoke to the creeping things and said, bring forth. And everything began to move here and there and there. And on the sixth day, He does not speak to man, He forms it. Man is the first thing in the creation that God touches. Everything else He stood back from and said, let there be, and it became what He said. But when it came to man, He touched him. And we have been needing to be touched ever since. We have been needing to be touched. It's not a want. It is a need. Touching stimulates our pituitary gland that causes us to grow. And He touched us. He formed him. He formed him. He formed him. From where? The dust of the earth. He formed him. Now, did He form His content or the container? Oh, you're awake now. I got your mind going now. He formed the container. He formed the container. And He breathed into him the content. Woo, you're with me. He breathed into him. The content was blown into the container. Good God Almighty. That same, it's the same you see on the day of Pentecost. God is filling up what He has. We are understanding about our God two things, that He is a former, He is a former. He forms things and He feels what He forms. He formed the sea and filled it with fish. He formed the air and filled it with birds. He formed the man and filled him with breath. He formed the tabernacle and filled it with furniture. He forms and he fills. He forms and he fills. He forms and he fills. So once we understand this pattern, whenever we see him stoop to form, we know he's gonna fill. Whatever God forms, God will fill. Wow! That's why we call this church the... Because what are potters? They're formers. Oh my God. Potters form stuff. That's what potters do. Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house, and there I will show you a work on the wheel. And so I went down to the potter's house, and there he worked a work on the field, and the vessel that he made of clay. Oh my God, the vessel is what he formed. Oh, Jeremiah, well, Jeremiah, if you go down to the potter's house, you will understand what I did to you. Because in Jeremiah 1, chapter 4, he says, chapter 1, verse 7, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. So look at God. The potter has sent the prophet to the potter's house. And said, go down to the potter's house and you will understand what I did in you. I formed you. I filled you. I formed you. I filled you. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. God saying, before I made your box, I knew your content. Ooh. Ooh. So I blew what I knew into what I had formed, and you became what I said. Good God of mercy. Good God of mercy. Good God of mercy. Good God, I thank you.
Mary's riding around, telling me, going to the chapel, and I'm gonna get married there.
And then all of a sudden, the angel says, hail Mary, you've been highly favored amongst women. You shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. What is the angel saying? Mary, you have been formed to be filled with the Son. Stop everything. Hold the wedding. Stop the rice. That's not what I formed you for. I formed you so you could be filled. And the Holy Ghost came up on her. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. God tabernacled with us. What is a tabernacle? It's a house. What is a house? A body. God in a body. God tabernacled with us. That's what Emmanuel is. God walking around in flesh. So he goes up to Mary and says, excuse me, Mary, I want to borrow your flesh. Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. And he says, so before anybody else gets to forming around with your flesh, he says, I want first touch. So he says, I formed you so that I could fill you. Now, woo, look at how that ties into Jeremiah. He says to Jeremiah, before I formed thee, I knew thee. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So God says, I had it going on with you before you had a body. So God says, Mary, I'm going to take part of my essence, my isness, my divinity, my I am that I am stuff, and I'm going to blow it into what I formed in you. and all of a sudden she's pregnant. Described as the Holy Ghost came up on her. I formed you to fill you. That is within you is conceived by the Holy Ghost. Conceived by the Holy Ghost. Conceived, conception. Conception. The root word of conception is concept. Concept is an idea. And the idea was made flesh. The abstract was made concrete. The intangible was made tangible. The invisible was made visible. God took what he thought and blew it into what he formed. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the wonder of his glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And to the cross, they took the flesh, trying to stop the word. They nailed the container, but not the content.
Hello, Toronto, Canada. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to be able to share all the things that I believe are necessary to help you to go to the next dimension. In spite of the turbulence of our times, we can still use it to become the wind beneath our wings. Starting a business, starting a vision, starting a not-for-profit, I've got a word for you. We shall mount up on wings like eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Come on, meet me, Canada. See you in Toronto. Let's soar.
Have you ever thought that God may have answered your prayer and you don't recognize it because you've been praying and your vision says harvest and your God says seed? Your vision says airplane and your God says bicycle shop. Take the shop and build the plane. Whatever God thought, he will speak. And whatever God speaks, it will be. So God said, I'm not thinking evil against you, so I'm not speaking evil against you, so there's not going to be evil against you. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? Anyway, let me see. We got a few more minutes. Okay, so just read down through there. Just read all the way down through there, Acts chapter 2. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. And this was noised abroad. The multitude came together and were confounded because of that every man heard them speak. And if only they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Nobody taught them this language. How we hear every man in our own tongue wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya and about Cyrene, Libya, Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth it? We ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. These men are walking around like they're drunk. The other man said, these men are not drunk. Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men, wait a minute. Peter stood up. Oh, jelly back, scared to death. Peter stood up. Ain't you the same guy that shrunk into the crowd, warmed yourself by the fires of the enemy, and when they asked you, did you know Jesus, you said you didn't even know Jesus? What in the world has happened to Peter that he's gotten so bold? Good God. See, it's not really Peter speaking. It's the Holy Ghost speaking through him. He's not moving in his own agenda. He's moving in the agenda of the one that filled him. That same spirit that is in Jesus is now in Peter, and it has changed his personality. giving him boldness to confront the same people that he was afraid of. And when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it will change your personality and give you boldness. The only reason you're afraid is because you are filled up with yourself. But when you get filled up with him, you will not be afraid. Oh. Fear is the result of self-dwelling. It is being worried about self. What will they think of me? What will they say about me? They will laugh at me. But when you get filled with him, oh, this is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. Come on, we got some more. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, my God, and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing as it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that. This is that. This is the shadow. This is that which the prophet Joel spoke of, that in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my, not just upon Adam, not just upon Jesus, not just upon the 70, but upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall, and your young men shall see visions, and your old shall dream dreams. Okay. Now, yeah, that's where I'm going right now. Now you're going to function. You're going to function. You're going to function. I formed you. I filled you. Now you're going to function. Glory to God. Formed you. I filled you. Now you're going to function. You can't function because I formed you. You can only function when I fill you. He formed Adam from the dust of the earth, but he couldn't function because he was formed. He only functioned when he was filled. He formed him, then he filled him. When he filled him, Adam began to reign. Not when he formed him, when he filled him, he began to reign. Let's stop at Ezekiel 37 for a moment and run down to the dry bones in the valley. And all of a sudden there was a noise, and all of a sudden there was a shout, and the bones came together to his bones, and he formed him. And then there was a wind that came down and filled what he formed. And here comes the function, and they stood an exceeding great army. Formed. Filled, function. Say it with me. Form, filled, function. Say it again. Formed, filled, function. They were in one place with one accord. That's form. Suddenly there came the sound from heaven. Fill. All of a sudden Peter began to preach. Function. Formed, filled. Function. So these are the acts of the apostles, or really the acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles, because they are functioning as a result of the filling. They are functioning as a result of the filling. Wow. You will go through a stage in your life of being formed. Oh God, what are you doing to me? Why are you taking me through all of these changes? My life is filled with changes. Everything's going crazy. I got you on the wheel. I'm forming you, I'm shaping you, I'm taking stuff away from you, I'm bending you in places you've never been bent before. You're in the forming stage. Next, you're going into the filling stage. And when I get through filling you, you're going into function. You're gonna function from the unction. You're going to function from the unction. Say that with me. We're going to function from the unction. You can't function if you don't have unction. The unction is the filling. And once you get filled, you can function. When we step into the New Testament, we see the body of Christ. Now you know what I mean when I say the body of Christ functioning. Whether it's in 70 or 1, it's still the body of Christ. If there's no difference in the filling, there should be no difference in the function. Oh, God. I said if there's no difference in the filling, there should be no difference in the function. Y'all getting this? If there's no difference in the filling, there should be no difference in the function. Have you been filled? Then you ought to function. 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 You have been around a long time. You heard me say this before. It's just a personal proclivity. I can't stand things broken in my house. I just can't stand it. Either we're going to fix it or replace it or something. Or if we can't replace it, let's throw it out. I just can't stand to have a broken toaster. Sitting up there, got to clean something that don't function. All in the way, and it don't function. I forget it don't function and put the bread in it. Be waiting on the bread to pop up. The bread don't come up, or it catch on fire. Now I got a fire in the kitchen. It's a mess to have something taking up space that don't function. That's why Jesus cursed the fig tree. Why cumbereth it the ground? He said, if it's not gonna function, cut it down. Function, function. Everything's got to have a function. Everything's got to have a function. Every person's got to have a function. It's got to have a function. I won't give you kidneys if they don't function. I didn't give you lungs just to fill up your chest. I put them in there for a purpose so they can function. The body works better when the lungs function. The body works better when the kidneys function. The body works better when the liver functions. The body works better when the legs function. Everything in the body has a function. Are you in the body? Then you have a... Oh, my God. I don't know whether your eyeballs, kidneys, livers, or navels, but you got to have a function. When Peter got filled, he went to functioning. When you get filled, you're supposed to function. What do you mean you out of service? Serving no purpose brings curses. Serving no purpose brings curses. He cursed the fig tree. What did the fig tree do wrong? It didn't function. He questioned it. Why cumbereth it the ground? Why are you standing here broke? Function. Dry bones, hear ye the words of the Lord. Function. Look at somebody and shout at them, function. Do something. What? Don't you tell my knee you have no need of it. Just because it's not my hand, it may not be shaped like you and it may not work like you, but it serves a... Don't you try to make my jaw look like my thumb. I'm different because I have a different function. If my jaw looked like my thumb, it would defeat its purpose and not function. So stop acting like other people. Because when you act like other people, you mess up your... So we're talking formed. Say it with me. Formed. Filled. Function. Say it again. Form. Yeah. Yeah. Say it again. Yeah. Yeah. Say it again. Yeah. Yeah.
What a dynamic message, huh? Yeah, I know. Go throughout your day knowing that God has called you to do something special, something specific to edify the body of Christ. You're valuable and absolutely necessary. We pray that you will get in position to walk boldly into what God has called you to do. God bless you. Have a great day.
You don't stop your life because you don't have everything together. Keep on walking with your scared self.
You are not alone. Take comfort in knowing we are one. For your gift to the ministry of any size, you will receive Bishop Jake's 3-message series on CD, We Are One.
Everything in the body has a function. Are you in the body? Then you have a...
And when your gift is $100 or more, we will add the Jake's Christmas Collection that includes the Miracles Still Happen DVD series. Don't be afraid of the Gift Guide Gives DVD series and Follow the Star book by T.D. Jakes.
Lord, I thank you for what you did. That's how you escape the natural, but when you get closer, you start thanking him for who he is.
However, when your gift is $140 or more, you will also receive this eye-catching Joshua 24 art display. We can go higher than ever before when we realize that we are one.
If you do what others have not done, you will go where others have not been. But if you slack up and you lay down, and you think that the world owes you something, and you think that you can ride in on your beautiful face and your gifted whatever it is, you are in for a rude awakening. Hard work pays off. And if you don't do it, you will never get paid.
You'll find that you are much broader, that you're much deeper, that you have more going for you than you think.
It's a wonderful opportunity to be able to speak to like-minded leaders who are all attempting to do the right thing and do it well.
So we can go to our congregation and be full so that we can give them more.
Make plans to take your leadership to the next level by registering at pastorsandleaders.org. We can't wait to see what God has in store for you in 2018.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.